Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it.
All right, I want to play a couple videos here. Let's first go to... I don't want to tease this too much because this 90-second clip is like an entire movie in the plot development here, because you're listening to it and you think it's going one way, but you know what? Did you guys censor this? Okay, good, because there's a lot of cursing here. You listen to this and you think that the video is going one way, and then it hits you like the end of The Sixth Sense, and it just goes a completely different direction, and you're just left dumbfounded by it. So I don't want to give you too much context here. Just we all know about the gas prices, and it's obviously angering all Americans how bad it is, including this individual in clip 11.
$90! I have to decide between buying gas or buying food! And guess who wins? Because I have to get to the job that I need. I can buy anything at all. That doesn't pay me enough. And people want to donate $1,000 to fucking cats. $98 at Costco to fill up my tank. $98. $5.50 a tank. $5.50 a gallon at Costco. $5.50 a gallon at Costco. This is the work of the fucking religious right!
No!
Listen to Robert Reich, who clearly, who gives us all of the evidence about how our poverty is a choice that our government made for us! A CEO is not worth 351 times what I get paid! Ever!
Wow. There she is. That's your standard liberal right there. That is your liberal leftist Democrat voter right there. So they vote for these policies. They vote to get crushed financially. And then they complain at the consequences of their vote. And then they blame the guy that they didn't vote for. These are the deranged leftists that exist amongst us, folks. These are the biggest threats to a functioning civilization and a prosperous civilization that currently exist. But see, you thought that was going one way, right? Oh, here she is complaining about gas prices. Surely she's going to say how bad Biden has been. And then she blames Republicans and Christians. Man, are liberals stupid. These are the dumbest people walking the earth, man. It's a new classification of mental disorder called liberalism. And I mean, if that doesn't put it into perspective right there, I don't know what is. You voted for Biden. As soon as Biden gets into office, your life gets worse, and you can't afford gas and food anymore, and then you blame the guy that you didn't vote for, who's not in office. Incredible mental gymnastics that liberals are able to put on display, such as that. Now, here's another clip that I want to make a larger point about this clip in clip 13. This is a famous video of an Olympian who's running a long-distance race, and he suffers from an injury or a calf injury. Guys, you can put it on the screen here. I just need the B-roll. And so he's trying to finish the race with his calf injury, and he's hopping around. And his father runs out onto the track to help him finish the race. You've probably seen this before, classic father-son moment, a great Father's Day memory here. And so what happens, though, is security obviously comes and tries to remove him from the track. And so you can see this happening here. Security rushes out there like it's a panic, and they've got their walkie-talkies and their earpieces, and they're, oh, we got to get you off the track and everything. And the father says, hey, man, I'm his son. I'm going to help him finish the race. Leave me alone. And good for him. Now, here's the lesson to learn from this, and here's the point that I've made before that I want people to understand. We have an option. We can live in a land of law, or we can live in a land of justice. Now, in this video, the option is put on display. If you want to live in a land of law, then the security comes out, arrests that man, arrests the father, removes him from the facility, probably bans him from the Olympics. Or we can live in a land of justice where, yeah, even though he probably broke the rules by going out there, you know what? That's his father. He's helping his son cross the finish line. We're going to allow it. That's justice.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Snake. Now maybe you won't see him.
Oh boy. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to get a new badge on my Boy Scout uniform today.
Behind you.
Because you just
drink all of your root beer.
I'm not trying to ruin the transmission. I probably am airing my dirty laundry. But you got to understand, folks, I live alone. I don't have people that take care of my house. There's nobody I can call. I don't, you know. So I got to deal with this stuff on my own. And just, you won't believe. You just won't even believe it. I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story here today, but I'm telling you, we are just, this is not a free market capitalist country anymore. We are in la la land. And it's like people just don't even care. They can lie to you. They can deceive you. I mean, it's just, I don't get it. And so, but anyway, the theme is for the phone calls today, what signs, what symptoms, what experiences are you having with now Biden's collapsing America, where you're seeing things and experiencing things, and it's just like, hey, this is not a free market capitalist first world country anymore. This is not the America I recognize. This is not the America I grew up in. This is not the first world free market capitalist country that has been so prosperous over the years. This is a collapsing nation going third world quickly. So I've explained some of my experiences with that, but I want to hear yours. And so we're going to take calls the rest of the hour on this before Wayne Allen Root takes over in the fourth hour. And by the way, Leo Zagami is confirmed for tomorrow with Alex Jones. Big story on the Pope. You're going to want to be watching that tomorrow when Alex Jones finally does make his return. But let's go back to the phone lines, and we go to Jordan in New Jersey. Jordan, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. So I run a small law firm, a solo practice, as they call it. And starting in March 2020, I had to get rid of all my staff, which, you know, was only a few people, law clerk, what have you. Things are running, you know, as I always had encountered them for 10 years or what have you. And then, you know, obviously with the shutdown, you know, things got worse and worse, and it's only got worse since then. I can echo your sentiment as to recently it's gotten really bad. And
yeah, like it just seems like it's just falling off the cliff lately.
Yes, and once I heard you say that, like I gotta call in him, because recently it's become very difficult for me to deal with every range of all the services that I utilize to run my business. And this stems from everything from supply chain issues to just general staffing to, I'm really being sincere about this. I think the people that have lived through these injections, are sometimes in, you have cognitive problems now. So, you know, there's a whole host of things, and it's like it's a blight type system, power and pivot and a whole host of other things we've been discussing all this time, but now it's starting to reach a level of critical mass. And most other people, especially in the state of New Jersey, are into this woke, neuro-linguistic cult, that they've been subsumed in. And the ones who've taken, you know, the shots are for some reason are even more inducted into it. I'm just wondering when the whole thing collapses.
Something I want to kind of prod on there, because whenever I walk into a store, like, it doesn't seem to matter. Anytime I walk into a store, in fact, I forgot to even mention, even last night when I was trying to get a new jacket, like, nobody's even working. Like, nobody's even working. There were, like, 10 people waiting, one person working, 9 of them just left. I just waited. And there's a sign that says, now hiring. It's like, everywhere I go, there's a sign that says, now hiring. Is nobody wanting to work anymore? Like, how? None of it makes sense to me.
No, and I couldn't find staff. I still can't. Not competent staff. I run a very serious business. I have serious commitments to clients that I could lose my license for. I can't just have any person just coming in here, and I just can't find anybody. So I do everything by myself. I didn't take the shot. I don't subscribe to what occurred here. And I'm just, trying out in the wilderness, still working, and I end up working 13, 14-hour days and raising 2 kids just to, for the last dying vestiges of capitalism, which I will go down on a sinking ship with.
See, and that's the story right there, is that, and I noticed this the other day, there was this lawyer, this video went viral, it was promoted by some group, this lawyer in California, this young girl, she's, I think, in her 30s or 20s, and she's complaining because she's a lawyer and she works 10 hours a day and she lives alone and she just can't keep up with life anymore, keeping up her house and taking care of her pets and doing her legal work. And she just says, I have a mental disorder. I'm depressed because I'm doing this all the time. And it's this weird phenomenon of, yeah, nowadays in America, like you just said, if you actually want to live your free life how you want to and still be able to be independent and prosperous, you're working 2 times, 3 times as harder as you normally are. That's a choice that you make. There's no excuse like, oh my gosh, oh poor pitiful me. That, no, that's the choice you make to live the high standard of life you want, and now you have to do double the amount of work to do just that. But it's this weird thing like demonizing that now. It's like, oh, I have to work so hard to maintain the life I want. That's the sign of the collapsing first world, where you have to work 2-3 times as hard to maintain your lifestyle that you had before the collapse. So I think that's what you're talking about, Jordan. Thank you so much for the call there. Let's go to Kathy in Arizona. Kathy, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
My story is about snakes and veterinarians and a dog. I don't know if you have time to hear the whole story, but what do you think?
Well, let's give it a go.
Oh, okay. Well, about 3 weeks ago, I have 2 little Yorkies, brothers, 13 years old. I let them out in the morning to go potty. So first thing, right, so I'm half asleep. I hear them barking. Go out there, they're barking at a planter box. And I'm in southern Arizona, about an hour from Nogales and an hour from Tucson. So anyway, I bring them in real quick because I don't know what the hell's going on. And I call him the bigger one. He's shaking like a leaf and he's bleeding from his nose. And I go, holy crap! So I'm like in panic mode now. So I go out there and sure enough, it's a big old rattler curled up behind the. So I know it's a rattlesnake because he's rattling like hell. So I thought, oh, crap, it's 5:45, the vets don't open in town till 8. What do I do? Well, I don't know if you watch The Water. I'm sure you know all about that inside and out. I do. Anyway, I thought, okay, I got some hydrochloroquine and ivermectin, and that's supposed to be an antivenom. So I shove that down his throat. I call the fire department. That's another thing. The fire department out here, they'll come out and get the snake. But that's the end of the story. So anyway, I get the information, go to Tucson, which is an hour from me, get to the vet, emergency ER, 24 hours, right? Their doors aren't open. They have a sign on the door, call. So I start calling. I can see the people at the desk, and they don't answer the phone. So
outside a 24-hour veterinarian service, and you can see them through the door picking up the phone?
Yes. No, they did not answer the phone.
Oh, ignoring the phone.
Pardon me?
They're ignoring the phone right in front of you.
Yes. In fact, there was a man outside that he actually worked on the complex. He said, you know, they're in there. And I said, I know I can see them, but they're... So anyway, a woman comes out, right, to the parking lot with her mask on. They don't allow any... I said, can I come in with my dog? Well, we don't have a vet on duty. I said, you got to be kidding me. So anyway, I get my dog out of the car. She takes his blood pressure and his temperature, and his vitals are perfect. He's not shaking anymore. He's fine, right? So I said, so what do I do now? So she gives me an address and a phone number for another vet in town. The traffic was unbelievable at that time. It must have been about 7 by then. And anyway, so I call them up. No vet on duty, right? Oh, my God. So I haul it back to my little town, and I go to my vet.
Well, Kathy, we're out of time, but look, okay. I mean... I just feel like these things aren't coincidences. I feel like we're all experiencing the same thing. It's the collapse of America being a first world country, sadly.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In Biden's America as a collapsing country, no longer a first world free market capitalist country? I know I have, and I highly doubt these are isolated incidents, and I highly doubt I'm the only one, and so we're hearing other stories about this right now. And we now go to Michigan, where Tim has called in. He runs a painting company. Tim, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Tim.
Howdy, Tim.
I own a small business in Michigan of a painting company, and I mean, I've been dealing with the shortages since, you know, COVID started, where I get my paint from. I get it from a bigger corporation. Obviously, they had supply chain issues, and then they moved into the climate stuff in Texas there when you guys had your big freeze. It froze out their plant, which then created even more shortages for them. So we've been dealing with that. I've been dealing with that now for, we're going almost 3 years. Now the thing is, we've also had a 56% increase over the last 2 years on all material.
You're talking about a price increase.
Right. 56% in the last 2 years. The most I ever had was 3% in the past 12 years on a given year. And we've had 56% in two. And then now, what I think they're doing is because they're trying to cut some costs without raising again, the paint products I use now aren't covering as well. So they're obviously changing some things. So now they're not covering as much. So now I've had to do a third coat or other things like that, which is costing me more time, more money. Then they don't have deep bases or certain bases for the products because I've been buying in bulk for several years. So now I have to carry different bases of the same product or a lower product, and I store this in just my home. You know, I just have a small business, and it comes out of my house. I build a storage room just to try to keep the prices lower for people through this time and make sure I don't run out of product because I can't do a job if I don't have no paint. You know, and then I just, in my last quarter that we just had, I actually had sales of $43,000 more than last year, but my net or my net profit was $800.
So that's another example where the Democrats are lying and they're blaming, oh, corporate greed or capitalist greed. No, the producer price index has increased more than the consumer price index. So that's what you're talking about now.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I had $43,000 more in work that came in. But out of that $43,000, $42,200 of that went out in employee costs and product costs. And not to mention now there's gas costs. I mean, and I work in my business, the people that work for me, because, you know, I don't have very many because nobody wants to work. I pay everybody $30 an hour for the hours they work, including myself. I pay myself $30 an hour when I'm at work. Then the I'm only making somewhere between 10 and 20% as profit that goes off each job that goes back in to the business, pays for my time that I do estimates, the gas price that when those estimates are free, my wife's time who comes out and helps pick up paint, me shopping, me doing bulk, me storing these things at home.
Well, let me just ask you this because I want to take other calls here. Because what I think is happening is that the consumer has not really been hit really yet. I mean, yeah, we've seen our grocery bills go up, energy bills go up. But to me, my guess is that most companies, whether they're big or small, are probably taking the same approach as you, is that it, with this first wave of inflation and this first wave of the producer price index, the company is actually taking the hit. And I don't know if your mindset is I'll take the hit once, maybe twice, but then third, fourth time, it's going to have to be the consumer that takes this hit, or you're going to have to go out of business. That's what I kind of see going on right now. Do you think that that's the case for the rest of the country?
Yeah, I think so. And the hard part is everybody thinks because you're a business that you just have lots of money. And I like that, where you're that lady that you just...
Yeah, that's what people that have never run a business think, at least.
I mean, until I started my own business 12 years ago, I was a Democrat, right? And then I started my own business, and I realized a whole different lifestyle.
And there it is.
Yeah. And I went that way, and for me, it's about relationships with the customers and the people, and I've been doing that for 12 years, because people are going to be tired of being treated as just a number. It's not about money. It's about having that that connection with the customer, the person I know, like, and trust them. They trust me, and that's going to come what comes down to it more as.
And that's why the small business is so important in this country, and why the middle class is so important, because, yeah, you don't need to buy a 10 million square foot mansion or whatever. You're going to have a nice house for your family, and, you know, maybe you have a nice little barbecue on the back of your porch and maybe a pool, and that's the life you want to live, and you have a good service and you have good customers and they like you and they repeat. That's the American dream. But now that we have these big corporations, yeah, okay. I mean, I'm not blaming the CEOs. I like capitalism. But, yeah, okay, the CEOs there, they have big mansions, probably 10 of them, 30 of them across the planet, and they treat their customers like they don't matter. They pay their employees as little as they can. And but now that whole process has become so numb that it's not the process that it once was. It's not enjoyable as it once was. And Tim, I thank you for the call. Folks, I'm telling you, I think next year, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, next year seems so far away, but it won't be. I mean, I think that the consumer price index hit has really not happened yet. I think that next year, if this trend continues, you're going to see a consumer price index increase. It's going to be bad because the producer price index is really increasing, but that cost hasn't been shared with the consumers yet. It's going to have to happen eventually. And that's kind of what Tim was just talking about. Let's go to Digital Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
I'll get right to my point after this moment of prayer here. Father God, I just ask that you would continue to bless all believers, Lord, and show yourself to those who don't yet know you, Lord, that you would anoint the Alex Jones team at InfoWars to continue to do this great work and be with Owen as he takes care of that snake. I rebuke the fact that you're going to get hurt by that snake, Owen, in Jesus' holy, perfect, precious name. Listen, we've got to be focused. There's serious mental illness, and what I'm noticing is the acceleration of the mental illness from the uninformed. It's not just that they're the left. Once they become informed, like Tim, okay, he got informed because he started a business, and he had to be informed to have the business. Some of us just naturally have that propensity. Anyway, what doesn't come without experience. And so God bless Tim that he's now doing the right thing. What I see and my point and what I think we need to do is we have to be very focused, just the opposite of joke Biden, just the opposite. He hands everything off. Oh, I don't care about that. He's just too concerned about what little girl he's going to grow up and molest. That's what
he's a placeholder.
He's a placeholder, exactly. So here's what we have to do. We have to use the classic who, what, when, where, why, and how. Write it down. Who do you want to talk to? If it's somebody, you could write down somebody in the grocery store or the neighbor, whatever. What do you want to talk about? Gather the material that you want to talk about. Maybe the plant burnings or something else. It could be anything. Where? Obviously, you know, wherever you are, the neighbor at the fence in the grocery store, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they can censor the internet, but they can't censor person-to-person conversation.
National Citizen's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have a high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We're taking your phone call. What signs, what experiences have you seen where you just sit there and you just say, I'm not in a first world free market capitalist country anymore. This isn't the America I know. This is like a third world hellhole. Nobody wants to work. The service is crap. There's shortages everywhere. Prices are going up. What the heck is going on here? So we're reflecting on that together here on the Alex Jones Show. And we've got David in Texas on the line with us. David, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Big fans of the show, my wife and I. We listen every day. I had originally called about one thing. I'm going to kind of tie it in as well, but it's more on the line of just stepping back and thinking to myself that, you know, this isn't the country that I grew up in. you know, I look up in the skies, and I live out in Seguin, Texas, so I'm actually even outside of that in the country. By the way, before I forget, the wildlife rescue, if you call the wildlife rescue, they usually will come out and pick up the snakes, and we had a turtle that got picked up, something like that. So definitely give them a call.
I gave them a call. They didn't answer. I'll try it again later, though.
Okay. Yeah, definitely try them again. I think that happened to us, too. Anyway, you know, we moved out to Seguin because of literally the day that Biden took the office is the day we moved officially into our house out in Seguin in the country. And we moved. My dad had retired as a colonel in the Air Force out of Randolph Air Force Base. And we had noticed a lot more activity, especially when after he took over the presidency, of the military drone surveillance. And that was, to me, it was like a slap in the face, being able to walk as a kid on base and just be proud of, you know, the country that I live in. But then to find out, looking up the congressional documents where they were discussing bringing the drones back from the Middle East to repurpose them and be used for basically surveillance here in the U.S. And then on top of that, just 2 weeks prior to the election, actually, in October of 2020, there was a big, huge grant that was won by the U.S. Air Force. And I think that this ties into a lot of the problems that we see. It was for 5G experimentation and, exploration, I think is what it's called. Easily findable. They pretty much brag about it online. I haven't heard anybody discuss this. But the Randolph was actually given that part of that contract. And I think that we're seeing a lot of the signs of that part of it in just everyday life. Like, I think that some of the headaches, like with the 5G, the weather, I think they're able to use to kind of play with the weather. I also think that it has a lot to do, like, people's nightmares, things like that, too. I know I've been having really weird dreams lately. And when we moved out to Seguin, it's like a war zone on the weekend outside. Like, I shouldn't hear anything, but you hear these little helicopters constantly. And it's like, you know, this is not the country that I grew up in, where they're above the house looking down, and they have thermal imaging. So, I mean, your roof is pointless. You know,
what are they doing? Why is there increased air traffic with military aircraft?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. Nobody seems to be able to answer that. But the
what about the climate change? I mean, that carbon emissions. I mean,
exactly. No, it's nuts. I think that it's weird too. Oh, and the chemtrails. That's another thing that they're doing.
Did you see? We got blasted yesterday. I think I showed that picture on air. Literally, I watched six airplanes fly over my head and all leave a chemtrail behind. Six in a line. I still have the image on my phone. I don't know if I showed it yesterday. I don't know if it was on this or the war room.
I have tons. I have probably hours if you add them all up. I probably have a day's worth of recording.
That is unreal that they just blatantly spray this crap on top of us, right on top of our heads. I don't know how well that translates to the air. I'm just trying to show the image on my phone. But you can see I watched six airplanes all fly in a straight line and just douse us with these chemtrails. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's can you see that there? Yeah, look at that. There it is, right there. That's a good little angle of it. And I just sat there and I just watched them. It's like, what are they spraying on us? They're killing us, man. They're killing the damn planet. And talk about the climate change, the man-made climate change, as they spray all these chemicals in the air that land down on Mother Earth and destroy it. And then I'm told I can't eat steak or drive a car. Give me a break. Yeah, thanks for the call, David. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, and before I cover no tires, no car batteries, if I do find them, they're at $300 a piece. I have an emergency message to you, Owen and Alex, from Undead Chronic. He's offering you a platform on his YouTube, and even if he loses his 52,000 subscribers, he invites you, Alex, anybody else, Harrison, to come on his podcast. But can't get tires here in Georgia. Can't get the right size. Had to go to four different stores to get a car battery yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that's normally in good supply. I mean, sometimes tires you got to shop around a little bit, but usually you can find it pretty easily. But batteries? You can't even get a battery?
Well, I finally got one, but it was very difficult. They just wanted to sell me one for $300.
Jeez. And by the way, if China goes into Taiwan and takes control of the chip plants, folks, you have no idea what a disaster this is going to be. Like, for example, the government gives out these debit cards, these debit cards loaded with cash to illegal immigrants. There is a chip shortage because they put the chip in your debit cards now. There's a chip shortage, so the government's complaining because they can't give the prepaid debit cards to illegal immigrants because they don't have chips. And now apparently the car batteries. Hey, Bart, if you want to give me the email or the crew can give that individual who runs that YouTube channel my email, or they can take that, I'd be happy to go on his show.
Yeah. Yes, I have his email, and I've been on his podcast 6 times. I'm been on YouTube, and he's been kind enough to give me a platform. And he's a big fan of your show. He's a big fan of Alex and Harrison.
So let's just do this. Hey, guys, just get his email. I'll get that individual's email and get the name of his YouTube channel, too. Guys, just take that down on a note from Bart off air, and I'll reach out. I'd go on his YouTube show. I'm always glad to be invited on people's YouTube show. All right, let's go to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hello.
Howdy.
So I got a call from a buddy of mine that said you had a problem with a snake. I happen to be the owner of Brush Creek Snake Removal here in Austin, Texas. We handle Austin, Round Rock, Pflugerville, Georgetown.
Listen to this, folks. Listen to this. Tell me, the Alex Jones Show is like a Swiss Army knife of usage and tools. I mean, I don't want to turn this into my own thing. I was using that as an example because I'm sitting there this morning. I'm calling all these different numbers. Nobody answers their phone. I'm like, can I just get a service to come take the snake? And nobody will do it. I can't do it.
Well, we are always here if you need us, and you can give us a call at 512-6-
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. What is the name? What is your name?
We are Brushy Creek Snake Removal. We're a Round Rock ISD vendor.
I love this guy. I love Brushy Creek. Did I get that? Brushy Creek?
Brushy Creek Snake Removal.
Well, my friend, you probably have just earned yourself a customer. That is, unless I decide to go total wild man and try to take this snake down myself, but I'd prefer to leave it to the professionals. What's your story, though?
So I actually have a longtime customer. Her name is Judy. She's a very sweet older lady, lives in Georgetown. She's been using me for several years to remove snakes. I got a call from her, I want to say about a month ago, and she is completely in tears, crying. And I'm like, Judy, what's wrong? What can I help you with? And she goes, there's a snake in my garage. It's a rattlesnake. I don't know what to do. I can't afford to pay you. And I'm like, what? And she goes, I filled my car up with gas this morning.
Oh my God.
And I don't have the money to pay you. And she was literally in tears crying because she's got pets and she's got her daughter who comes over with her kids. They're always in the garage. So I ended up, you know, putting my everything aside. I understand the times are tough. I went over and removed the snake for her for free.
Now, you're a great American, Chris. I got to take a break, but that...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Use your feeling. Look at the blood we're spilling.
All right, we are still taking your calls. What is it that you've seen, signs, symptoms of a collapsing country? We're no longer a first world free market capitalist country, but we're collapsing into a third world communist hellhole quickly. And it's just these, like right now it doesn't seem so bad, but folks, this stuff cascades quickly. And so let's go to Geneva in Michigan. Geneva, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thanks so much for having me on.
Hi, thanks for calling.
So I recently just started a farm with my husband in Michigan, and so we're kind of getting an inside look at everything that's going on right now in the farming business, and it's just insane. We're seeing farms going out of business left and right that have been in business for decades, which is partly good for us because we're getting some discounted items, but it's not good for the rest of you.
Right.
And we're seeing items that are hard to find, like anything from greenhouse plastic, the hardware cloth, just items that you need on a farm.
So and just stuff that normally you'd go to the store and all be readily available, now you're not finding it.
Right, exactly. And the feed for the animals is going up like crazy, and luckily we're just on a small scale, so it's not hurting us, but these big-time farmers where they just can't afford to feed the animals, and you're seeing these cattle dying, you know, and it doesn't make any sense.
Well, and by the way, though, see, but you're getting into the issue again of the producer price index is rising. It hasn't really hit the consumer yet. It's going to soon. And by the way, when the Biden administration thinks they're going to help this country by putting more ethanol out there for fuel, that's going to crush this country because that corn is used to feed the livestock that then feeds us. So, I mean, it's just a disaster waiting to happen.
Right, big time. Plus, with the fertilizer, how it's going up like crazy, a lot of farmers aren't even planting corn this year. And add on top of that, the ethanol issue, it's the feed prices are going to go up even more.
Yep.
And people aren't going to be seeing as much meat in their store next year.
No, it's already the case this year. That I'm already seeing, because I eat a lot of steaks, and I can tell you the place where I go to get my steaks, it's, I wouldn't even say half. It's like a third of what it used to be as far as options are concerned. And obviously the price has gone up.
Right. And the same thing with chicken, because of this avian flu issue, you're seeing a lot of chicken businesses go under because they're having to cull a bunch of their chickens. And so I would just suggest to people out there to make a relationship with a local farmer, buy a quarter beef, a half cow ahead of time from a local farm. Go to your farmer's markets and buy chicken directly from the farmer, because in the grocery store, you're going to be having problems.
Yep. Yep. And that's it. Thank you for the call, Geneva. And we've got someone who's called in, I think, with kind of a similar story, except he's not a farmer, but has taken some of your advice there, is Rico in Delaware. Rico, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How you doing, man?
Hey, good.
All right. First of all, I want to give a shout out to, I got the knockout, I got the X-Shield, and I got to tell you, man, I know it's not for, I know that Turbo Force ain't for what I used it for, but I had a female caller, and man, that stuff, that stuff works real good.
Okay, all right, hey, giggity-giggity.
giggity-giggity. But listen, I wanted to say, man, listen, this Biden presidency, man, I mean, this guy got me out here storing rice, beans, and it got to the point where, I don't care how much food you got stored, it gets to the point where, as though, you got to get to where, as though, you got to start growing some stuff.
Yep.
So, I'm looking at I'm trying to build myself a greenhouse in my yard and things of that sort, because I've been telling my family about this for I'm a long time InfoWars watcher, and I've been telling my family about what's coming. And, up here on the East Coast, you can go in the stores and everything is still stocked. So ain't nobody taking this stuff seriously. The prices is rising like crazy, but ain't nobody taking this stuff seriously. But this guy got me stocking beans and rice and things of that sort, because I just don't know what the next Biden crisis is going to be.
Yeah, and that's the smart thing to do. And people that would never think about prepping before are now not just thinking about it, but doing it, because they're seeing this country collapse under Biden. They see where it's going. Again, folks, the most frustrating thing about this is none of this had to happen. We do not have to be going through this. We don't have to be doing this. We could still be living in a prosperous America with whatever faults and flaws and everything else. But, we're just getting crushed right now, and it's Biden's policies. It's the World Economic Forum's policies. It's the end man made climate change. End man made climate change. You remove the climate change, you understand. End carbon. That's you. You're the carbon-based life form. Rico, thank you for the call. Let's go to Alex in Florida. Alex, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. What's up?
Howdy.
I work in the organic food industry. I work for a USDA-certified organic franchise. It's actually the only one in the country. I'll leave it at that. And we use specific vendors to get in all of our organic produce, everything from oranges, pineapples, what have you. And in the past 9 months, I'm not getting half of what I order. And just last week, I didn't get my spinach. I didn't get my pineapples. I didn't get my chicken. I didn't get any of the things that I need, which then forces me to have to go and source locally organic stuff, because I have to use organic. It's part of the concept. But then I have to go to Whole Foods and spend literally three times as much, double as much, and my cost of goods is skyrocketing. On top of my labor is also skyrocketing, because like I told the franchise owners, we're in a wage war right now. When I go and I interview these kids and they're saying, I can go right across the street to Starbucks, or I can go to Target and less responsibility and earn more money, and I'm having a hard time. So when you say the service industry is suffering, yeah, it's hard to get good quality employees to work, let alone pay them what they're worth to make them stay. And then on top of that, my cost of goods is skyrocketing, which is also affecting how I have to manage my labor. Because now
you're another caller that's going with this example here. The producer price index is higher than the consumer price index. Have you passed on your increasing cost to the consumer yet, or are you not to that point yet?
No. We have. So corporate, they sent out, you know, memos to everybody around the country, and it was they actually gave us the option. Our franchise owners, they did. They increased the prices up to $2 on almost everything on the menu. And, you know, everybody in my staff is always looking at me like, hey, how come we're going through this? And I try telling them, and I tell them about InfoWars. I tell them, you know, what I can, because obviously, you know, there's limitations. But, yeah, I had to tell them the reason why we have a chicken shortage is because hundreds of thousands of chickens burned, and then people are looking at us crazy, and then I got to charge them more money. And then either way, we're losing in this situation, and we're a small business. And it's, again, hitting and attacking the small business owners, but the organic industry specifically, that's what's – and when I talk to the vendors, I'm like, why can't I get my oranges? Oh, well, you know, the amount of oranges we're getting in has, you know, decreased because half the crop got destroyed, and then what is coming in is being allocated to all of the orange juice factories. So I'm last priority, last tier. And then when I talk to my vendors, you know, they're saying, oh, well, we didn't get our truck in and we're having a hard time having truckers and, you know, the
fuel. Well, yeah, a lot of trucks are just stalled because there's no diesel on the East Coast. They're just stalled out.
So that's what I'm going through, brother.
And that's crazy, that's too. You talk about the produce. Alex, great call. Thank you for the call. Another example, folks, the producer price index is going up first. It's the producer price index that's increasing. That's going to – we haven't even really seen the CPI go up, but – I've noticed with produce, because most produce is pretty cheap. I mean, but you don't, you may not notice the produce going up because mostly it's still pretty inexpensive. But if you look at your bill, and you'll notice the produce is actually increasing rapidly. All right, let's take one more call here before Wayne Allen Root takes over. Gary in Kentucky, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man? All right.
Yep.
That's good, man. Hey, man, first thing I started seeing collapsing has been a while back ago, man. It's the morale, you know. Everywhere I drive around, whether it be in the suburbs, outskirts, and even somewhat in the country, there's just not a lot of flags. There's not a lot of get up and go, you know. It looks like a lot of defeated faces a lot, man. And, you know, I go around and I'm like, hey, guys, just if you cut that TV off, man, and go out here and fix problems in your local area, you know. You know, things start to change and shit like that. Well, you know, it's been about a year since I've lived in this area because I had to move away from the mountains, you know, where I'm from, because of the coal mine attack on our economy out there.
Yep.
Well, now it's coming here like it's going to be all over America. And, you know, people get nervous and they're a little, you know. But if they get out locally, man, the people that's got a spine and, you know. You know,
there's no doubt. Unfortunately, a couple cuss words there, Gary. I have to drop you just because we're out of the censored dump there on the live air. But I appreciate your call. We're out of time anyway. But you know what? That really there's something there too with the morale, because that translates to people not wanting to work, people not working as hard, people not taking the extra step, people not taking a risk. And it's just folks, we're watching our country collapse, and everybody knew it would happen under Joe Biden. And that's the placeholder role he has, to just be at the helm as a fake president as the country collapses. It's really sad to see. Thanks for all the calls. Wayne Allen Root hosting the Alex Jones Show next.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.